We welcome you to worship here at College Park. We are so blessed by your presence today. We'd like to find out who is in worship, and the way we do that, there are pew pads that you'll find on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could take these pew pads, write your name down, give us any contact information, and then check any of boxes that are appropriate. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out on your pew. We would appreciate that. We do ask, once it gets to that last person on the pew, once you're done signing that, if you could send it back to where it got started this morning. Once it comes back to that very first person, if you could help us out by tearing those pages out that were used today, our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for helping us with that. Reminder of a few things. We are in the midst of our Christmas offering for Lottie Moon and CBF Global Missions. We have a goal of $25,000. As of this morning, we are at $7,004. And so you'll see behind me up in the baptistry, there is a candles that are representing our goal. Every candle is $5,000 raised, so we've lit one candle, and so we have four more candles to go. So if you could help us out with getting to that $25,000, this is our Christmas offering, our Lottie Moon, and our CBF Global Missions offering. We would appreciate that. Let's see. Several things that are listed there in your bulletin. There on the back, opportunities for the week. Several things that are happening. Just want you to be aware of those. A reminder of one thing, next Sunday night, our youth and our children will be presenting their Christmas musical. We want to make sure you are aware of that next Sunday night here in the sanctuary. For those of you, most of you should know, we had our big barbecue fundraiser for our youth mission trip to Jamaica. That was yesterday. So many people worked long hours to make that possible. We're not quite ready to reveal the exact number of money raised, but I can tell you we have exceeded our goal. And that goal was $3,000, and we know that we are above that. And so we are so thankful for everybody, from the people who made desserts to the people who provided, who cooked all night. We had some people stay up all night long cooking, to the people who helped us promote, get the tickets ready, all the youth who worked. And so very thankful for all those that made the barbecue fundraiser so successful. And for those of you that bought tickets and actually came and or got to-go items. And so thank you for the church. Our young people are very blessed by all the ways that you support us. So thank you for that. Let's see. Are there any other announcements? Anything else? We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. A few moments ago, you gave us your information on the pew pad, and we certainly appreciate that. We would like to give something back to you. If you're a guest this morning, we'd like for you just to raise your hand right where you are, and the ushers will come back down the aisles now, and they'll recognize you and give you a packet of information. So just raise your hand if you're a guest. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation. Also, you'll find a little bit of the history or the story of College Park and a newsletter that tells you what's going on currently in the life of our church. So thank you, especially for your presence today. And we know and we pray that God would speak to you in a mighty way during this time of worship. It is the third Sunday of Advent as we are in the season of preparation for the coming of Christ. And we're excited that this is the time when many of our families help lead us in worship. And we invite the Bass family to come now.
Songs of praise. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you are angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
1 Thessalonians 5:16-24. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Today, we light the candle of joy.
Lily, you did good. Will you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, on this day, we choose to let joy reign. In the midst of our daily struggles, in the midst of questions that don't always have answers, we hold to joy. Because Jesus is coming. He is giving us a new life and a new birth. It gives us reason to worship. And so we ask God that you come into this place. We invite you. We need you here. May you be lifted up and glorified through all that happens in this place today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you pray with me, please? Loving Heavenly Father, we come with joy today to worship you. We come with joy to love you. Father, we come today to share back a portion of what you have given to us. May it be used to your glory and your service. Father, the musicians and the singers have rehearsed and practiced, and we come today to share the gift that you have given us of music. We ask, Father, that we as singers and performers and as a congregation, that our hearts will be opened and that we will hear these hymns and carols again, but may it be with the hearing it the first time and fill our lives and our hopes and our dreams in you, in the words of the songs. For we ask it in your name. Amen.
Hear the cry of the prophets. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In the midst of the wilderness of captivity, uncertainty, and despair, Isaiah declared comfort unto God's people. In the dry desert of their lives, God had heard their lamentation. His heart was grieved by their distress, and his declaration was, prepare the way. Prepare the way, for their sins had been paid for and their sentence commuted. The glory of God was going to be revealed, and the people of Israel would be set free. Centuries later, the prophets still cry out to us. And today, in the midst of the wilderness of financial instability, political division, and unease about the future, the desert prison of loneliness and hopelessness, we hear, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. And here we are faced with a mystery, that God has heard our cries, that he would break into our existence, and even as we prepare the way, he would send the way. Prepare ye hearts, all you hear, for God has heard your cry. He has heard your cries of loneliness, worry, grief, and pain. Prepare the way, for he has heard, and he has sent the way.
Prepare ye, prepare ye the way, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway, a highway for our God.
Prepare the way of Zion, your Christ is drawing near.
Let every hill and valley a level way appear.
Break
God sent the way, but he did not manifest himself as a great leader, righting all the wrongs of the world. Instead, God revealed a different plan, one beyond our comprehension. As the angel revealed to Mary that she would carry the Son of the Most High, Mary asked, "How can this be?" And we today are faced with this mystery, that God would choose to leave heaven and come to earth in the form of a helpless child, and he would choose a young girl of no renown from an insignificant town as his mother. And we question, how can this be? How does God's plan even make sense? How a virgin birth, a kingdom with no end, salvation through a child? And today, as we ponder the mystery, we are reminded of the words of the angel, for nothing is impossible with God. And in God's perfect time, Jesus is born. God sends his son to earth, and he is born in the humblest of circumstances. There is no splendor in his birth. In fact, it is the opposite of splendor. And here is the wonder that God, knowing the exact time and place of his birth, would choose to send his son to be born in a town so crowded that even distant relatives would have no room. There would be no room available to rent. There would be nothing but a stable. God would choose to have his son born among the animals. And wonder upon wonder, Jesus, having already given up the glory of heaven, would not only walk the earth clothed in the flesh of man, but as a man with nothing. He would identify with the least of these because he would walk as one of the least. The omnipotent God of heaven, through whom everything was created, would come as a helpless baby, surrounded by animals, in a dirty stable. Consider shepherds on a hillside, protecting their flocks during the night, perhaps sharing stories around a fire, perhaps quietly listening for predators. Suddenly, in the darkness of the night, brightness appears, and as they stand in terror, an angel declares, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And the skies outside of Bethlehem are ablaze. We marvel to realize that the very armies of heaven are singing a song of peace, for the goodwill of God is that a Savior is born who will bring peace to all men. The shepherds hurried to see the baby the angels had proclaimed. And when they had seen him, they did not return to their fields. No, they became the first evangelists as they spread the word about all they had seen and heard about the child. They could not be silent, for they had met the Messiah. Their hearts were full to overflowing, and they told everyone they encountered. And all who heard were amazed. And today, we are amazed to know that God, the perfect holy Lord of all creation, would come to earth so that we might know him, and God would choose to give his Son so that we could be in a relationship with him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God Almighty sent his Son to walk among men, to love them, and to show them the way to the Father. And we wonder to know that this love is ours, in spite of who we are and who we aren't. God wrapped his love in flesh, a love greater than any other love, and offered that love to all men.
What time he gave his baby.
from the east came the Magi, following a star. Perhaps they were familiar with a prophecy Balaam made centuries earlier. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. For whatever reason, they knew that a king had been born. When they entered Jerusalem, they inquired, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For surely all of Jerusalem would know of a royal birth." King Herod, fearful of being deposed, was disturbed by the questions of the Magi and demanded of the chief priests and scribes where the child should be born. They told him of the prophecies that the child would be born in Bethlehem. The Magi, by then having been questioned by Herod, resumed their journey and followed the star to find Jesus and his mother. And there they worshipped him and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Led by a star, they worshipped the bright morning star. It is interesting to note that the Bible does not mention that any of the scribes or priests joined the search for the Christ child. As the Magi worshiped the child, the religious leaders were not there. Knowing the prophecies, they chose not to look for the Messiah. Now each of us has a choice. The Christ child has come not just for humanity as a whole, but for each of us individually. The King of Kings, the bright morning star, has come so that we might know life eternal. He has come to be the way to the Father. Having come in flesh, he has come to be the great shepherd to all who will give themselves to him. The Son of God has come to us, and if we will follow him, he offers to give us lives of joy. Would you pray with me? And following our benediction, if you would please remain seated for the orchestral postlude. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, on this beautiful Lord's Day, we come into your presence. We thank you for the gift of music. We thank you for the gift of voices that can be lifted to you in praise and thanksgiving. But we thank you most for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came as a baby. But Father, rose victorious as the King of Kings. And it's in him that we place our trust. And it's in his name that we go out and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to a world who desperately needs to hear that good news. It is indeed in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.